This is unfortunately not something new. This is something that has been advocated since 1998, first by Islamist groups such as Al-Qaeda and normalized by UK-based groups such as Al-Muhajirun and Hizb ut-Tahrir, who also called for a caliphate. Yeah. And we're seeing it escalated now in the last few months as well.
Are authorities there planning or preparing for more of the same, or are they looking at the possibility that there may be some big spectacular plots as well?
To try to answer your question, is this something that is going to become regular? I sincerely hope not. And part of the work that we're doing, the research that we do, is try to understand what policy should be put in place to make sure that that these attacks don't become mm-hmm. normal occurrences. Mm-hmm. And if I could just begin to think about how we go about doing that, is for a long time in the UK, we've had major groups that are not necessarily violent extremist groups, but non-violent extremist groups that have normalized violence against people. And so we have to have, as the Prime Minister said, embarrassing, though I don't think that they are embarrassing, I think they're very necessary conversations amongst people about why these things are not being reported, why people are not being put into preventative programs in counterterrorism and counter-extremism efforts in order to try to prevent this from happening in the future.
What do you think is the most important lesson learned?
If it's one lesson that we've learned, is firstly, how incredible our police is. The fact that they were able to respond to this threat in 8 minutes is in itself very reassuring of the people we have protecting us, the health services we have helping people. These are all incredibly powerful things to be proud of.
That's Nikita Malik, a senior researcher at the Henry Jackson Society in London. J.J. Green, WTOP News.